Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about cats with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So, let's get started. This book is called If You Give a Cat a Cupcake by Laura Numeroff. She's the same lady who wrote If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. So you might be able to guess what'll happen. If you give a cat a cupcake, he'll ask for some sprinkles to go with it. When you give him the sprinkles, he might spill some on the floor. Cleaning up will make him hot, so you'll give him a bathing suit and take him to the beach. He'll want to go in the water and build a sandcastle, too. Then he'll look for seashells. He'll find a few other things as well. He'll put them in his pail and try to pick it up, but it will be too heavy. He'll decide he needs to work out at the gym. First, he'll warm up on the treadmill. Then, he'll lift a weight or two. He might even try a karate class. After the gym, he'll want to go to the park. When you get there, he'll see the rocks, and he'll climb as high as he can go. At the top, he'll see the lake. He'll want you to take him rowing. He'll be the captain, and you'll have to row. Then, he'll notice the merry-go-round and want to go for a ride. He'll want you to go for a ride, too. You'll choose the horse with a purple mane, and he'll get on the whale. The whale will remind him of the science museum. He'll ask you to take him there. First, he'll find the dinosaurs. Then, he'll visit the Hall of Apes. When the museum closes, you will be the last to leave. On the way home, you'll pass by the beach. You'll help him gather all of his things. Then, he'll want to race you. When you get home, he'll empty the sand from his shoes. He might spill some on the floor. Seeing the sand on the floor will remind him of the sprinkles. He'll probably ask you some. And chances are, if you give him some sprinkles, he'll want a cupcake to go with them. The end. This book has a pretty long title, but it's pretty funny. It's called The Curious Demise of a Contrary Cat. And it is by Lynn Berry. On a pale gray night with a bright full moon, Witch was dressing for a bash. She's holding a party. "Cat," said Witch, "fetch me a hat." But Cat was busy chasing Rat. "Cat," said Witch. "Purr," said Cat. "Hat," said Witch. "Grrr," said Cat. And that was the end of that. Witch got her own hat.
"Drat that cat!"
On a pale gray night, with a bright full moon, Witch was greeting Ghost and Bat.
"Cat," said Witch, "fetch me a chair."
But Cat was busy eyeing Bat.
"Cat,"
said Witch.
"Purr,"
said Cat.
"Chair,"
said Witch. "Grrr," said Cat. And that was the end of that. Witch got her own chair.
"Drat that cat! But have a seat, dear Madam Ghost."
On a pale gray night with a bright full moon, Witch was serving punch and pie.
"Cat," said Witch, "fetch me a cup."
But Cat was busy stalking Ghost.
"Cat,"
said Witch.
"Purr,"
said Cat.
"Cup,"
said Witch. "Grrr," said Cat. And that was the end of that. Witch got her own cup.
"Drat that cat! Some putrid punch, dear Mr. Troll."
On a pale gray night, with a bright full moon, Witch was wishing for a jig. She wanted a dance.
Cat, said Witch, fetch me a fife.
But Cat was busy chasing Troll.
Cat, said Witch.
Purr, said Cat.
Fife,
said Witch. Grr, said Cat. And that was the end of that. Witch got her own fife.
Drat that cat! But shall we dance, my spooks and sprite?
On a pale gray night, with a bright full moon, Witch was bidding guests goodbye.
Cat, said Witch, fetch me a cloak.
But Cat was busy spooking sprite.
Cat,
said Witch.
Purr,
said Cat.
Cloak,
said Witch. Grr, said Cat. And that was the end of that. Witch got her own cloak.
Drat that cat, but let me see you out, dear gnomes.
On a pale gray night, with a bright full moon, Witch was cleaning cups and crumbs.
Cat, said Witch, fetch me a broom.
But Cat was back to chasing rat.
Cat,
said Witch.
Purr,
said Cat.
Broom,
said Witch. Grr, said Cat. And that was the end of that. Witch got her own broom.
Drat that cat!
On a pale gray night, with a bright full moon, Witch was brewing one last spell.
Cat, said Witch, fetch me a toad.
But Cat was snoozing on the mat.
Cat,
said Witch.
Purr,
said Cat.
Toad,
cried Witch.
Grr-ribbit.
And you know what happened? Witch turned Cat into a toad. And that was the end of Cat. Ooh, that'll sure teach you to pay attention, huh? Should we tell some jokes about cats now? Did you hear about the cat who swallowed a ball of wool? She had mittens. Why don't cats play poker in the jungle? Too many cheetahs. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a cat? A big furry creature that purrs while it sits on your lap and squashes you. What is a cat's favorite color? Purple. What does a cat like to eat on a hot day? A ice cream cone. How many cats can you put into an empty box? Only one. After that, the box isn't empty. What kind of cat will keep your grass short? A lawn meower. If lights run on electricity and cars run on gas, what do cats run on? Their paws. In what kind of weather is a vet the busiest? When it's raining cats and dogs. What do you call a cat that lives in an igloo? An Eskimo. What drinks milk, meows, and has eight legs? An octopus. What is a cat's favorite song? Three blind mice. Those would be easy to catch. How about we learn about some cats now? Like, did you know that cats have 32 muscles in their ears? That's how they can move their ears one at a time and rotate them in circles and all of that. Humans only have 6. It's a lot harder for you to wiggle your ears, isn't it? Did you know that cats can hear better than both humans and even dogs? They can see better, too. Particularly in the dark. They only need a fraction of the light that we need. This is because their eyes have an extra layer that absorb light, so they can suck in all the light and use it to see. Did you know that when a baby cat, a kitten, is born, it may take up to 2 weeks for it to be able to hear well? They also keep their eyes closed for a while, too. Usually, they keep their eyes closed for about a week after they were born. Did you know that cats have a special scent organ on the roof of their mouth, on the top of their mouth? It's called the Jacobson's organ, and it checks up on smells. That's why sometimes if there's a really strong smell around you, you might notice your cat sneering, opening his mouth kind of weird. He's just trying to get a better sniff at it. Did you know that when cats lap at water and milk, they use the bottom of their tongue, not the top? Did you know that when a cat is cleaning itself with its tongue, it loses as much body fluid through its spit as it does when it pees in the litter box? That's why they have to drink so much. Did you know that cat litter was invented in 1947? Edward Lowe had a neighbor who used to work in a factory, and there were all kinds of gross, slippery spills, like grease and oil on the floor. And the neighbor was complaining about those slippery spills one day. So Edward gave him some dried up bits of clay to put down on the spills to soak it up. And it worked. And it has been used for many things ever since, including cat litter. Did you know that cats almost never meow at other cats? They only meow at humans. And did you know that when cats are running or walking, they step with both left legs, and then both right legs, and then both left legs, and so on? The only other four-legged animals that walk that way are the giraffe and the camel. All of the others move one leg at a time. Now today, we're going to learn about some tips for having cats as pets. Do any of you have cats? I have three, and I can tell you, sometimes they're a handful. Now, did you know that if a cat is frightened, the fur all over its body will stand straight up? But if the cat is ready to fight back, the fur only stands up on its back and on its tail. So if you see that, don't get any closer. But if a cat pushes its head up to your head, snores while sleeping, or rolls to show its belly at you, then that means it trusts you. Did you also know that while many cats like milk, it gives some of them diarrhea, so it's not a good thing to give them too much? Also on feeding cats, it's okay to give them a little fat here and there, because their bodies can't make it on their own at all. Scratching posts are a very good thing for cats to have, too. They use them to stretch and clean their paws and mark their territory, but not to sharpen their claws, so it's all safe for you, too. It's also a good thing to keep a cat brushed, to brush them every day, particularly in the spring and fall. Brushing them gets rid of a lot of the fur that's ready to fall out. Same thing happens when you brush your hair, huh? So if you get rid of that fur, then your cat won't swallow it and get as many hairballs. So that's what we've learned today. Do you want to take a break from all that learning and dance to some songs now?
I can sing
better.
I can knit a scarf,
but you can't knit a sweater.
When I'm underwater, I couldn't be wetter.
Never go swimming in a mohair sweater.
I can dance,
I can dance faster.
Tried to keep up,
but it was a disaster.
One more move and I'm gonna be the master.
So crank it up loud on the ghetto blaster.
I can eat
more
when it's not fresh
from the local store.
There's a little town in Labrador where
she sells seashells by the shoe store.
I can speak quicker. Imagine I made a new way to make everyone currently frowning snicker.
And on the guitar, it could be a little slicker.
But Jimmy always said I was a good
flat picker.
Baby shark.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Baby shark.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Baby shark.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Shark.
Mama Shark. Mama Shark. Mama Shark. Mama Shark.
Daddy Shark. Daddy Shark. Daddy Shark. Daddy Shark.
Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark. I'll stand up.
Hungry sharks.
Move around.
Hungry sharks. Hungry sharks.
See you.
Hungry sharks. Shark attack! Shark attack! Shark attack! Shark attack! Gotcha!
You are my speedy centipede! Speedy centipede! Got 100 happy feet walking away. Cracking the asphalt, go in between. Long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede, you got 100 happy feet walking away. Woo-hoo. Under palm trees, hiding away, silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
Let's go!
Wah, wah, wah. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
There you are, so small and round. There are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room until the and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna march, 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 march around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna march, 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 march around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till gonna gallop, 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 gallop round the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop round the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe round the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe round the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play.
The elephant moves very slowly, oh, so very slowly. He doesn't like to move too fast, because he is so big and heavy. But should he see a tiger or spy a mean old hunter, he will start to run and shake the ground and make them all fall down. Rumble, 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 hear the jungle rumble. Rumble, 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 hear the jungle rumble. Trees shake and sway as the birdies fly away. Lions run and hide with their babies by their side. Rumble, 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 hear the jungle rumble. Rumble, 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 hear the jungle rumble. Rumble, 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 hear the jungle rumble. Rumble, 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 the jungle rumble. The elephant moves very slowly, oh, so very slowly. He doesn't like to move too fast, because he is so big and heavy.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about cats, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!